Here is Sub-Zero! Now, Plane Zero!
This movie has good and very bad things about it.
How this movie works.
Touch me, motherfucker.
This is spooky time.
If you got big titties, I'll do whatever you want.
Black Hawk needs to pee.
Don't y'all like this, boy? I didn't hit her. I didn't touch her. It's bullshit. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
You're doing like Jean-Claude Van
Damme. We're gonna fund him to Earth. We're gonna fund him. He's gonna be the hope for the human.
I hope she has it in my sack.
The son becomes the father. The father. Oh, no.
Alright. Yeah, it's just spell.
Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Plane Zero, the podcast dedicated to finding out if the movies of the past hold up in the present so that you can watch them in the future. This is episode 241, and you can go to planezero.com where you can find links to all that stuff, the social medias, the iTunes, all that. My name is Travis.
Aaron.
Nick.
And who else is here?
No one.
I thought Aaron was going to do. No, he's not doing it? All right. Shred ain't here. Shred's watching Razzlin'.
Is that what?
Most likely. Most likely he's watching Razzlin'. But, yeah, we could just jump right into it. This week was my pick anyways. I decided I was going to go back to a movie that I really enjoyed when I was younger.
Because, me too.
Because the star of this movie could do no wrong in my book. Because he's still a wizard.
Yeah,
he's amazing.
Yeah,
he's a genius when it comes to songs.
Makes him dirty though.
This movie is definitely a cult classic. Mm-hmm. It did not do well when it came out, but there's clips of him saying it's like Purple Rain, but it's supposed to be funny. But this movie is. We
Man,
watched
so
Weird
true.
Al Yankovic starring in the movie UHF. The tale of a guy who's always having fantasies, can't hold down a job, and then his uncle wins a TV station in a poker game, and his aunt makes the uncle have him be in charge of the TV station.
And you know it's the late 80s, early 90s, because Billy Barty was in it.
Yes, Billy Barty.
R.I.P. Billy Barty.
And he's so adorable.
And then also
he skins
the villain.
His little elbow.
The villain is basically fake Ted Knight from.
It's the bad guy from Innerspace.
But also, he's also fake Ted Knight. He seems like a Ted Knight knockoff
invasion
from like,
of
Caddyshack.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Yes,
yeah. That guy.
I can't think of his real name.
Also, Twilight Zone the movie.
Yeah. And then he was in an alien movie where there was like a big eyeball.
They
all fused together. It was gross.
Was it Life Force?
I don't know.
No, it wasn't Life Force.
So.
But he's been in a lot of stuff. He was a famous character actor. I don't remember his name.
I'm
William something, I think.
Shatner.
I'll find out.
But he's your typical sleazy 80s.
Have you ever seen this movie?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Did someone have a VHS or something?
I thought when I first saw this movie, it was hilarious. I really thought it was really funny because
Kevin McCarthy. Sorry,
that's his name.
Because Weird Al to me also could do new. Because in reality, my first concert was the Monkees and Weird Al.
And I to this day have not seen Weird Al live. But I will write that in August. I was actually originally going to save this movie until right before I was going to go to the concert for his All Strings Attached show, yeah. Which is he's doing with a full orchestra and all the costumes and all that stuff. So it should be fun.
I'm going to say that Amish Paradise is my favorite song.
Well, Amish Paradise is a brilliant song.
Yeah. That's going to be amazing with an orchestra.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm very much looking forward to it. It's like, I'm my first time seeing him, and it's going to be with all this stuff.
At that concert, there was a girl sitting behind me. I don't know how old she was. It was the late 80s, but she had the hairiest feet. It was like an ape was sitting behind me.
Like a hobbit?
Yeah, yeah. Like, it was so gross. But I loved watching that concert because it was Weird Al and running around, and it was very entertaining, and the monkeys being the monkeys.
Well, Weird Al still had his mustache.
Yeah. You know what? It's weird that Weird Al is old and he looks younger now than he did then.
He does, but he doesn't. It's weird.
It's just because his hair's better now.
He doesn't let it be really. It's like straightened a lot most of the time now.
Well, it's just longer. It doesn't look like he's a fucking Jerry curl. It looks fucking terrible.
But see, in my mind, Weird Al always looks like how he looks in this movie.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the way Weird Al looks like. I mean, this it has. I remember watching it as a kid, laughing hysterically, but now watching it, there were things that I still found funny. But did I laugh out loud during this whole movie? No. I mean, it was kind of...
Well, there's a lot of it's like is really dated humor, obviously.
Yeah.
It definitely dated for the time it's out. A lot of, because of the weird little parodies in between. It's like, some of it feels like it's just a bunch of little vignettes, but I'm going to...
Yeah.
Also, real quick, I just want to give a shout out, possibly, to Orange Vanilla Coke, which I'm going to try for the first time right now. And so you guys are all going to get to hear whether or not this is delicious or if it's the worst thing.
Let's see. He's drinking it, slurping in his mouth.
It's weird. I don't know how I feel. But yeah, I don't know how I feel.
Here, let me.
It's an awkward flavor. What are your thoughts, Nick?
It's all right. I mean...
Is it better than regular vanilla Coke?
I think it is.
It tastes kind of like a creamsicle.
No, it tastes better than normal vanilla Coke to me. But I will never buy it.
A bunch of guys said it's okay.
Like, I had the Coca-Cola, machines at, like, Five Guys? Like, the restaurants where you can choose a bunch of
different flavors? Yeah, like, there's some of them at Del Taco's.
Jack in a Box.
Jack's
have
them.
I had
AMC Theaters.
A cherry vanilla Coke. Which is pretty
good. That's good. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I like that.
Don't put vanilla in it.
But that tasted pretty good. That tastes kind of bad. It's kind of like a creamsicle.
Yeah.
Kind of.
We don't hate it. Back to UHF.
But yeah, some of the humor is like very clearly from like 80s influence, obviously.
Just making fun of like how commercials were, which is very
Spatula
accurate.
Spatula City.
Like that, and then just how shitty TV was back then. I mean, it was like that, though.
What?
Back during that time period, like how embarrassing it was with all these like stupid-ass commercials and stuff.
I'll say this time around, a lot of times when I watch the movie...
You almost went Foghorn Leghorn.
I'll say. A lot of times when I've seen this movie, because it's like I rarely ever get to see it from the beginning because it's just when it's on TV. So this time was me watching it from the very beginning. The opening is very slow. I mean, there's a lot of gags in it, but they're not great gags anymore.
Yeah.
Did someone fart?
No. No.
Oh.
I literally burped as you said that. So you can't blame the burp even.
You sucked in this burp.
But I did not. Burp. I soda burped.
Your burps so stank, people look forward
but
to
see,
your farts.
See, that's not what you smell because you asked.
I know.
They welcome your farts.
They welcome.
But yeah. No, but it's like the intro is, it's like I get what, obviously it's Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
And they've even got
it
fake.
It took a long time to like get through it.
It is. That's my problem is it's so long.
Yeah.
And I mean, they got fake, what's his name? The guy from Boogie Nights who says just Cosmo. Because it's not him, but in Indiana Jones, it is him.
Dr. Octopus.
Why can't I think of his actual name?
Oh, my God. That's...
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just Cosmo.
Wow.
Diego Rivera.
No. Well, he played Diego Rivera. He's a great actor.
Alfred Molina.
But it doesn't matter. Yes, there we go. But it doesn't even matter because he's not in the movie. He's in Raiders. But yeah, no, that scene is very...
Chombi's in it. What's his name?
Who's
the fucking Pee Wee's Playhouse? Jombi, he's in it. He's his son.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the one who says, but dad.
Yeah. Basically, he just looks like an asshole from an 80s movie.
Because he is an asshole from an 80s
movie. I'm pretty sure I saw him in an episode of Cheers.
I would believe that. Well, I would absolutely believe
Kramer's in an episode of Cheers.
You know what? Michael Richards, he looks so weird, and he makes me feel so uncomfortable watching this movie.
Why?
He just, it's like, he's obviously...
Is it because you know he said the N-word later in his life?
Well, obviously, I'm thinking of that, too. It's like, looking at him, I'm thinking of him being one of the greatest TV characters of all time, because Kramer is amazing.
Oh, I thought you were talking about his character in this being the greatest TV character of all time.
And then you'd be upside down with a pitchfork in your ass and whatnot, N-words and whatnot. But then in the Curb Your Enthusiasm, making fun of that whole thing, that was pretty funny too. But
in this, he's Stanley Spadowski with bigger teeth,
and he clearly has special needs. Like that's just like watching this is just. I'm like, this is just weird. And I'm like, how does...
It's his mop, bro.
I'm like, how does TV even work this way? Oh, he's back on. Weird Al Yankovic literally just quit.
Okay, so that also...
Walked away, and then, he's back on. I'm like, when the fuck was he on?
So that all...
No, because in the time... Basically, what happened was in the time between Weird Al leaving, he puts him on. He goes on for a part we don't see, goes to a commercial... And then it comes back from commercial. So in that amount of time that it took Weird Al to get to that bar,
but it's a kid show.
People were already saying like, "Are you seeing this guy?"
That's on like the fucking TV? Someone turning on like Blue's Clues and be like, "Guys, it's back on."
But people and he also that sequence where he says the whole thing about you got to say I'm mad as hell and all that. Like it's because of the movie Network.
Yes, that is referencing Network.
Referencing the movie Network, and so there's that as well.
Did people in the 80s watch, did grown-ups watch Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Probably, because there were enough people who cared. Oh, like, there were those weird guys who cared because they, well, not weird, because his stage show wasn't for kids.
Yeah. Well, if you watch Pee-wee's Playhouse, though, that show does not teach you shit.
Oh, no, it like, was not educational.
That's not a kid's show where it's, you know, you're watching
it was
Sesame
just meant to be
learning shit.
Yeah. Fun.
It was, though. I watched the fuck out of it.
Oh, I loved it. But I also loved his movie, you know, the movie, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, all that.
Cheech and Chong's next movie.
Yeah.
He's in...
Back to the Beach. He's in that. One day we're going to do Back to the Beach because I love the hell out of that
Me
movie.
Too.
I mean, I can understand, like, a local dude becoming... I mean, it wasn't like they were famous across America. It was just in that town.
Yan can't cook.
Yeah.
Public like access.
But yeah, they were. He was only famous in that town, I guess.
He became a local hero, kind of sorts.
That is wrong. He was like, obviously not okay.
And then the main villain's like main step henchman is that guy who's in all those movies too.
He was always in the Phantom.
Yes, he was in the Phantom.
God, yeah.
And I remember him from this movie.
I'm taking the staples out
and Lung Duk Dong.
Yeah, Giddy Watanabe.
He I always think of him turning into a vampire in the back of a car and then it exploding. That was in Vamp. Oh. No one remembers that movie except
with
me.
With Grace Jones?
Yeah, Grace Jones.
I'm sure people remember that movie. There's got to be people who would be like, oh, yeah.
I mean, like, there's parts of this. It's like Conan the Library cutting that guy in half is funny.
You know the part that's still for me, and I'm almost embarrassed to admit it, but it gets the best laugh out of me, and it also...
Gandhi?
No, that's funny, but the biggest laugh I still have in the movie is Supplies. It's so wrong, I know, but it's hilarious.
No, like, there's just...
But it's also so dated and bad, but yes. it's just such a random thing, because the door also says it.
Yeah. Oh, no.
No, it's just watching the movie, like, I wasn't mad at all during this whole movie.
No, I wasn't upset, but I was... There were times where I almost felt bored.
Yeah. No, I was just watching it like, I remember this being funny, but I was a child.
Yeah. But it's like, I don't hate it either.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
I don't hate it.
Well, because it's a constant, just new thing.
Weird Al Yankovic, how he...
And then there's a random music video right in the middle, but it's hilarious.
Which is
so
awesome.
It's fine.
When he like does that high talking thing.
No!
I love that. I don't know why I like how he does that. Because he always does that.
When he's talking about, like, the Roadrunner?
Yeah, like, that's funny to me. Like, it was funny. But then, you know, also the cameraman is Ding Dong Man.
Yes,
I know. Ding Dong. But also, because I think that guy is, like, a comedian or something. No. He's got to be.
Which.
But his facial reactions, too, when he does... Like, when he does the head backwards thing, or, like, him doing the impractical bloopers and all that, and he just trips a guy coming out of a store. It's funny.
In... in Fat, the video, one of the funniest things is Weird Al Yankovic yelling at someone, "You ain't fat, you ain't nothing." Yeah. I don't know why it's so fucking hilarious to me.
It's because you ain't fat, you ain't nothing. No, but he's just saying, "You ain't fat, you ain't nothing, you ain't fat."
Like, because that Michael Jackson version, obviously it's Michael Jackson. He probably raped little boys.
It's a good song, but now it's like, can it be a good song?
No, but
he's been canceled.
Wait, has that been canceled? Does that make it to where we can't listen to the parodies either, though? Because it's like,
oh, no, yeah, you can.
The parodies are different. They're parodies.
You know what? There's like so many different things like that. Like, I mean, Ty Cobb was a monster of a baseball player. You're going to throw away his baseball card? Like, you're going to throw it away? Shouldn't have that? No.
Does that mean Michael Jackson memorabilia is going to end up being like, or is it like worth those like Nazi plates?
Is it worth more now?
Probably less.
Less?
Yeah. What's it called? You know, your thing where it's worth money, but it's not yours anymore. It's like,
the estate?
He's dead. His estate is it, the financial worth of it's in huge question now.
Yeah.
Damn.
They removed pretty much all of it. Like, many radio stations have removed his music.
Especially not as many here in America.
Yeah.
But like in Europe and all those places, like they were quick to just say, "Nope, we're not playing Michael Jackson music anymore."
But Smooth Criminal is an amazing song.
It is. But
it's not my favorite.
That's my favorite Michael Jackson song.
It's up there.
But Fat, I like Fat more than Bad. Because Michael Jackson is not a tough gangster.
He says your butt is mine.
I know.
But Weird Al says your butt is wide. Well, mine is too.
No, because the whole Michael Jackson thing that always, like, well, later, not, because when I was growing up,
did anyone just, here like, actually,
these songs are great.
Did anyone actually watch the?
No, not yet.
I haven't yet either.
I want to.
I don't know if I want to.
I do.
I know what happens. I don't care. That's why it's like.
But
it's like, it feels like, it's weird though. It's weird people reacting to it now. It's like
this has
when
been
he was when though. That whole trial happened too. It's like, how quickly did we forget that that happened?
And well, that was before like victims were coming out.
And obviously, no one has seen Cat Williams stand up, which is one of the funniest things I've ever heard ever.
I don't know if I would agree.
Walking around like with smelling like little boys' booty holes, like I'm supposed to be impressed. How is that whole that like Cat Williams is a crazy crackhead, but that.
I saw a middle schooler knock him out.
Yeah, I know.
Have you seen that clip?
It's amazing.
He gets into a fight and a middle school kid knocks him out.
But that 5 minutes of his stand-up about Michael Jackson is so amazing, and he's so right.
You know what he ain't? He ain't no Kings of Comedy.
Well, obviously. I mean, yeah. But he did have that, and none of them do. You can't argue that the fact that that shit's hilarious.
Cedric the Entertainer had the way guys smoke.
Well, you see a real cool guy smoke a cigarette? That's true.
And he also had the whole thing with the Titanic.
No, that was Steve Harvey.
Oh, yeah, that was Steve Harvey.
40 Boys on Stage, also Steve Harvey.
That's amazing.
but this movie had everyone from the...
Fran Drescher.
The late 80s.
Oh, yeah, she's in this. Yeah.
Fran Drescher trying to be an actual news person.
And not having her voice as high. But R.I.P. Billy Barty.
He's so tiny.
You know what?
They tripped him and he got a raspberry on his arm.
You know what? He was...
When he looked sad.
This is when... you know what? Little people were fashionable in this time period. And then there was a big stoppage. Well, and then Peter Dinklage was born.
No, it's... different.
No, because he's a real actor.
In this case, it's little people for the sake of being little for humor. Peter Dinklage brought legitimacy.
And then he's wearing a suit with a big mustache in X-Men, so it's kind of just ruined everything.
Well, ruined X-Men. Not really, though, because I still enjoy that movie.
Did you see that Dark Phoenix trailer? Woo.
That looks not good. That looks like, it looks like Last Stand without...
So they just said she's dead.
Did you notice, by the way, so when the doors being busted open, those guards on their arms,
they say MCU.
Is MCU. People, like, People are saying it's the director's way of like giving an FU to. Oh.
But other people think it's also just a playful joke.
Yeah, but I can imagine it's a. It's
it doesn't a, matter. No, nothing matters.
Watching that trailer was just like, why?
What's the point? I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah.
I'll watch it eventually, just probably
Hugh
not.
Hugh Jackman's going to be in that.
No, he won't.
No. He's going to be in Avengers Endgame.
He's Dune.
Watch. Watch, he will be.
I'll start throwing punches in the air like Cuba Green Jr. and Boys in the Hood.
It'll probably be for like 5 minutes only. Like weird dimensional shit starts happening. He jumps out of a portal or something.
Y'all are crazy.
Start snickting bubs everywhere.
Y'all's boo-boo.
Man. I want that movie to come out already.
So do I.
Well, we're less than 2 months away now.
It's crazy.
2 months too many.
the video for Money for Nothing or the Beverly Hillbillies is just
it's great.
It's a perfect parody of the video too.
But just all him parodying for Weird Al, his career will go on forever because people will always make songs.
He is the only parody artist that I think
no one does it.
Other people do, but they suck.
But I mean, who? But we don't know of them.
There's people who've tried, but
because you can't because that's his thing.
Yeah.
Even though he makes his own music a lot,
there's YouTubers who've tried. The closest is like this dude named Bart Baker, but it's like he was hot for like maybe 2 years.
Bart.
He initially became famous for Look Into My Eyes and Masturbate. That was his YouTube start. Remember that? Look Into My Eyes and Masturbate. Look Into My Eyes and Masturbate.
No.
How's it think?
I feel like I'm old now. Yeah. I don't know.
No, that is old. That's like from 2008.
Is it like that shoes thing, which is one of the worst things ever on the internet?
Not shoes. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Oh my god, shoes.
Aaron showed me that video. Like it was amazing.
It's funny.
It was.
And I was.
I showed him it when it came out.
I know, and I was just standing there looking at it like, what did you
it's
do?
It's funny.
No, it's not. It's not funny. We hate it.
You had to be there.
I fucking hated that shit.
You know what? You're so 2000.
That ain't Papa Smurf, let me lick your ass.
That's different.
I don't mean you know that.
Yeah, lick you my know ass, that? Bitch.
No, I don't.
It was on E-bomb's world or albino black sheep,
man,
one of
E-bomb's
them.
World.
Oh my god, albino black sheep. I forgot about that.
Fat kid on the diving board, never forget. The hardest I may have ever laughed in my life on the internet.
E-bomb's is still around.
What?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
Why?
Newgrounds is also.
What is it showing now? Same shit? There's no way.
It's like a shadow of itself, I think. But Newgrounds is around, definitely.
What about Rotten.com?
That is, but it's like not. It's not updated. Cool. It's just
just go on crazyshit.com, which I go on, and it has all that stuff.
It does. It was all about Old English. Old English. They were a great little internet sketch group. They had the greatest PSA ever.
Oh, was that Go Crazy?
Yes.
Gay Sex Go Crazy?
Gay Sex Go Crazy.
It was about...
It starts off like it's a serious commercial about Planned Parenthood and all that, like
a girl
looks
a
really
young girl.
Like being really depressed because she got a test, and then but then it cuts to like a guy having sex, and then it cuts back to her looking sad, and then it cuts back to the guy having sex, and you see that he's now having sex with an actual other guy
comes up,
and they're playing that song, like, you know, we could do it on the road. Every time it cuts to them, and then it shows her crying with like her boyfriend and her mom. And then it cuts back to them, and they're just. And it, at the end, it just says "Gay Sex Go Crazy." It's hilarious.
It was
friend of the show listener. Well, not friend of the show because he's never been on. But my friend Carlton, who listens, he knows what I'm talking about, and he's saying that he agrees.
It was funny.
It was hilarious.
They had the
where they would play with the handguns.
I was
with their hands.
I was watching Travis's computer with looking at his bronzed baby shoes.
My parents had my bronze baby shoes. They weren't mine, I believe. Oh. Though. They were my brother's.
There was like two sets.
My brothers and my sisters. You know what happens when you're the third and unexpected, also not initially planned child? A lot of things don't happen anymore because the sheen has been washed away.
They also had racist salt and pepper shakers.
Those were classic.
Oh, they're the mammy case? Yeah, there's a few things in there, wasn't there?
They,
There was just those were the most money? Questionable.
Those worth money? Probably.
Possibly. Because my mom used to just collect salt and pepper shakers. Oh. That was actually her hobby. Yeah,
because they had a bunch
of them. I thought she collected...
No, not those.
No, she just collected salt and pepper shakers.
She had original, like, Jim Crow, like, videos and stuff. What would those even be on? Like, a reel?
I guess.
And this movie had a guy saying badgers.
Wait, is that the real guy who said that?
No.
No.
No, that's the Treasure of Sierra Madre came out like in the 40s.
Oh, wait,
the 40s.
Is that where he's from?
Yeah, Treasure of Sierra Madre.
Badges? We don't need no stinking badges.
But then they also do it in Blazing Saddles, yes. Which is great too.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, because that's from Treasure of Sierra Madre, which is a very, very boring movie.
And then the woodshop teacher who's also retarded.
Emo Phillips.
Yeah. Is oh, my God. But he's like that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, that was funny. But he's just like that all the time. Yeah. Like, is
Except
his character?
Watching that scene this time, you could see that he just has his thumb bent behind his hand. Because one of the shots flat out shows it.
He was in a recent episode of the show Crashing that just got canceled.
And he's just like that?
That's how he... Yeah,
but among comedians, he's considered like one of the greatest.
He is like one of the first true alt comedians, like before Andy Kaufman, like who did the whole like
that's his thing.
Like what the fuck is wrong with this
but
guy?
But if you watch some of his old clips, they are funny.
Like yeah, he created this weird style and like no one else can emulate him because then it's obvious what they're doing. Yeah, he's
this movie. I feel like is almost Tim and Eric like. Do they like this movie?
They love Emo Phillips.
No, I mean...
I imagine they probably do.
So it's like...
You asking Aaron, like, he's best friends with them and
well,
he would
he
know what they
Tim
like.
Well, he likes Tim and Eric. I mean, there are some... I feel like I just... I overloaded on it to where I thought it was really funny. And then I was just like, I can't do this anymore.
I saw like, their movie. Ridiculous. It's wild.
I can't watch that.
It's not... It's like, it's not good, but when it is on, I find myself drawn
like,
to it.
Like, the big one was like... Like a big fat woman at the office, and then the boss is always sexually harassing her. It's just so fucking funny, but it's so weird.
Spaghetti. He's always peeking out from the corner.
And then he would use his mind and make tigers
appear
out of nowhere.
I love that episode.
So there's no, and it was like, there was no overhead, so they were making money selling the tigers,
but
and then
he was
almost
like
died.
Himself.
He almost died. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's my chippy. Man.
So, but I can't watch that show anyway.
Well, no, I get that. I've never cared for them. But it's funny, when he shows up just himself in acting, like regular acting
both
roles, I'm like,
but they both
oh,
are
cool.
Just normal
yeah,
actors.
Both of them show up and stuff, yeah.
I never see the bigger guy. I always see Tim Heidecker.
Wasn't he on Aziz Ansari show?
Yeah, he was on...
Okay. Well, oh yeah, he was on Idiot... Not Idiot...
Idiot
he
of Brock.
Was on
Master of None.
Master of None.
Yeah, he was also in.
That's true.
He was in The Office towards the end.
He
plays one of Dwight's weird friends who like also come in to interview for the job too.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, and he was in.
For some reason, I feel like I don't remember that, and I know I watched the whole thing, but it's also I probably wouldn't have known enough to care that he showed up.
But
it's like I always recognize Tim Heidecker for some reason, because he's in that movie coming out called Us.
He's in Ant-Man.
Yeah, Eric Warheim, I think, writes more than he does, like, act. Where he's short.
Wait, but then they love Andy Kaufman, right?
Yes. Tim Heidecker did an entire stand-up set where the entire time he's just forgetting jokes and bombing. Like, and that's his entire stand-up set. It's like he's going, and this guy, and he, oh, no, that's not how it goes. Like, and the whole time he's just, and then he pulls out a piece of paper.
I mean,
and
that's
like,
funny.
And he does
how,
this.
How can you say that's funny and then still hate Andy Kaufman as much as you do?
No,
I'm
but,
not saying I love
no,
Andy
but
Kaufman.
It's like,
but
it's like, what Andy Kaufman, it's like, I get it.
Think about, you have this college auditorium.
No, but it's the fact that. Because when I know they're doing this on purpose, like Nathan For You, like I know he's doing this.
Yeah.
So it's amazing that I'm seeing him fuck with other people.
Yeah, but like the Andy Kaufman thing, like it's a college auditorium that sells out. They think they're gonna get this comedy show, and it's just him reading all of Pride and Prejudice,
like,
and he doesn't
see?
Skip
no,
a beat.
Like, but I'm saying if this was on camera. and I was just like, I was told what was happening, then I'd be okay with it.
But he just told you what it was, and like, you laughed.
It just depends.
Like, he read the entire book.
That's crazy.
And people were just...
Well, what did they do?
People were wondering, like...
Did they walk out?
Towards the end, there was, like, only a few people left in the audience, because people were like, okay, when's this gonna... And then all of a sudden, he's in the middle of the book, and people are like, what the... Like, is this it? And so he was in that auditorium for a few hours, reading the entire book.
That's crazy.
Like,
that's just dedication, Holmes, I guess.
Brother of Sherlock?
Maybe I hate him because of Jim Carrey.
Maybe.
It might just be that movie made you hate him.
When you watch...
Because I really don't... Like, I've seen his clips and what he's done, I really don't see him.
He's annoying. Jim Carrey made him annoying, I feel like.
Did you see what Timothy Oliphant said?
No.
About Jim Carrey?
What?
Well, he said... Conan O'Brien said, there's a quote saying that your job is easy. He said, I get people tell me how to dress and they say, stand here and say that. He's like, it's not hard. And he said, what about like method acting? He's like, any of you see that Jim Carrey documentary? He said, well, I was in character watching that. And my character said it was a little ridiculous and pretentious, but you know, that's just my character. And then he said to Conan's producer, he was like, producers don't do anything. I was like, Timothy Oliphant's awesome.
No, he is, though. I love Timothy Oliphant. He's a big, giant, mythological, elephant-like creature.
Him and Josh Duhamel, almost the same guy. Josh Duhamel's more handsome.
I don't see that.
Tim's better. Timothy Oliphant's better.
No, but more handsome is probably Josh Duhamel. Yeah.
You can. I would imagine they probably enjoy this movie. It's very
because of the randomness.
It really. I mean, there's a loose plot, drink, but it's just
scatological.
Yeah.
The only character I dislike, and I think it's because I dislike the actress playing her.
Oh, so it's
what's her name?
His girlfriend.
Yeah, because I just can't look at her without thinking about how insane she is.
Why can't I think of her name?
She was on Saturday Night
Janet
Live.
Janet Hooks?
No, it's not Janet Hooks.
But she was on Saturday Night Live.
No, that's the other one. Terry! Play!
When he, you know what?
That soda was good.
Huh?
I think it's good, that soda.
Oh, you turned.
Tastes good.
Victoria tastes Jackson.
Yeah.
It tastes good.
Victoria.
That's Euro Trip?
Yes.
No, Road Trip.
Road Trip, yeah. she annoys me. Like, I just think about how nuts she is in real life. She loves Donald Trump.
Luke of Luke and Laura is just an alien.
Wait, that's him?
Yes.
Man, he was also a rapist on that show.
From Disorderlies.
He was a rapist on that show.
Well, that's the whole beginning of their love story is he raped her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Everyone like, I love Luke and Laura, but you raped her. Yeah, I know.
Well, damn.
Soap operas are still going. My wife still watches them.
Isn't there like two left?
Yeah, it's the big ones. It's like General Hospital.
And Days of Our Lives.
And then one of the other ones.
What? No.
Shit. I forgot what it is.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? Soap operas.
Passions.
Am I right, fam?
No, Passions is over.
For a long time.
Yeah.
That was the little midget kid. Dead, rest in peace.
The Grinch? The Child Grinch?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I hate that movie.
But, So UHF.
But Billy Barty, though.
Does UHF.
R.I.P. to Billy Barty.
He threw a turtle.
He licked a nature suction cup, and it actually did stick.
He was also in... Billy Barty was in every movie.
He's in Willow.
Well, yeah. God, I love Billy Barty. R.I.P. Billy Barty.
Wasn't he in Masters of the Universe?
Yeah, he was Gwildor.
Gwildor, right?
Made up fucking character. God, that movie's shit.
Does UHF hold up?
Me?
Which, either one of y'all.
Yeah.
Wow, you're saying yeah?
It's weird. See, because I don't hate it.
Well, I don't hate it or like, but I can't say I enjoy it. That's why.
It's got a really loose plot. We didn't even say what the story really is. It's
loose
just
plot.
Well, it did.
They
kind
have
of.
To save the station.
But
the
that
end.
Part doesn't even show up until after he becomes a star.
Hey, Mister.
We didn't talk about him.
Change, change, Mister. Lucky penny, Mister.
Wow, a buffalo penny, or whatever.
Loose Plots is a cemetery strictly for hookers.
It's weird.
Thank you.
I don't know because it's like it's a movie, but it's like in the loosest sense.
It's almost like how and I also thought of Moonwalker. Like Michael Jackson's Moonwalker is not a movie.
Yeah.
It's like 40 minutes long though, but it is.
But it's like this
it's
is
a
what
story.
This felt like
it got Joe Pesci with Alfalfa's hair.
I mean, because Weird Al wrote this.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, this is just Weird Al's like audition tape for everything. So that's why I was just, okay.
Boy, I love this mop. It's a good mop right here.
I can't, I just don't even want to, like, just watching him make me feel weird.
When I was a little boy. Well, I can't even.
You are doing.
You're doing Jimmy Stewart.
Yes.
I can't even do his voice.
Yeah. I've had this mop since I was a little boy.
God, that movie was. That guy, I hate him.
What?
Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart's awesome.
He fake ass buster. I want to hear how he normally talks.
That's how he talked.
No.
You know, even in those blooper clips, they have him talking and he talks to that, but like.
Oh, fuck!
I don't want to say it doesn't hold up because it's like. It's still funny.
Yeah, it's like I enjoy it. I was fine watching it.
Yeah, and it's it ends with like a Gone with the Wind thing. He has a best. What's that guy from who plays his best
David
friend?
David Bow,
the guy from Everything.
Yeah,
in that time period.
I always forget what he's from. With his big forehead,
was he in Day Bow Bow?
Oh, The Secret of My Success.
Yeah,
it's possible.
And they make that. That thing that I've always wanted to try but never have.
The fire hose?
What?
That part's funny. Drinking the fire hose?
The, what's it called? The Twinkie dog thing.
Oh.
There are people who love this movie.
No.
Who love it.
But when he said, when I was looking at it, I got kind of excited. But then when he said it was on a Twinkie, he lost me.
It was on... He was on two episodes of Shameless, three of Pin 15, an episode of The Mentalist. Let's get to movies.
Movies. I would definitely I need to put Cheese Whiz on a hot dog.
But people, I want to try this movie thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
but a hot dog is way bigger than a fucking Twinkie.
I know. Were Twinkies bigger back then?
No.
Kicking and Screaming with Will Ferrell.
He looks super
He's just always like playing dads and like and coaches.
Will Ferrell, Pharrell Williams. Huh.
Shit.
I just discovered something. They have similar names that in reverse. And it means nothing.
Correct.
But
they bow bow.
I don't know.
Three episodes of Felicity.
That's true.
This is kind of like the poor man's Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
But it could also be like a poor man's version of a Jim Abrams, the Zucker and Zucker movie.
Kind of, yeah. Like, it feels like it was going for the
Pee-wee's Three Big episodes of Silk Stockings.
This feels like it's going for that Pee-wee's Big Adventure thing, but with like...
An episode of Nightman.
That played that saxophone in the beginning.
With that car.
Yeah. You know what? That was a very accurate costume.
Oh, yeah. Was he ever really in it that much, though? I feel like it was mainly just a dude in, like, a baggy suit.
With long hair, yeah.
Yeah.
He's in Heavyweights.
Yes, he is.
Oh,
that's where he's from.
Okay.
There you go.
Yep. Got it.
He's the asshole camp coach.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Now I know where I recognize him from.
That's why I said he's, like, plays coaches. There you go.
Well, there you go.
I bet he was on an episode of Cheers or Frasier or something, because everyone is. Man, Frasier was great. So was Cheers. I'm watching. I think I liked
It doesn't look like he was in either.
I think I like Frasier more.
Oh, Frasier. Diane's gone now, and now it's Rebecca's in there.
But also, I like Woody Harrelson so much.
He's amazing on there, and he's like a great actor in the show. Like, he plays a great actor. Like, and he was, oh man.
Woody Harrelson's great.
Oh, yeah.
But except now when he's wearing Bob Ross
wig. Now we're at the era of Cheers where he has a mullet, so it's kind of weird. Yeah, because, you know, it started becoming the late 80s and hairstyles.
Woody Harrelson doesn't get enough respect for being a good actor. But he does. Didn't he get nominated for an Oscar?
Probably. But yeah, so it's...
he just wants a Twinkie.
It's, I don't know if I could say it hold. It's weird. It's a...
I know what I can say.
It's not even a dildo.
Yeah.
It's like a...
Because I feel like if you show...
AMPM hot dog?
Will you, will you show anybody this and they'll just be like, oh my god!
Like, yeah, maybe. Those are fun.
But you know who would say that? Weirdos. Like, if you honest...
is that what Weird Al fans are called? Weirdos?
they
should. Are they?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Like, I mean, me watching this and being like, yeah, it's like, still reminds me of my childhood and I'm okay with it. But then if you're an adult that watches this today and are like, oh, shit, that was fucking hilarious, there's something wrong with you.
I just thought it was
right?
The mashed potato thing. I don't know. It made me laugh. Thinking
about I still do that. I think every Thanksgiving I do that.
Close Encounters.
Both because of this and yeah. Close Encounters.
But then
probably
I get
more because of Close Encounters.
Mine's more because of this. It means something.
And then I end up having to eat that whole plate of mashed potatoes because I just made it to where people wouldn't have as many leftovers.
But mashed potatoes are good.
If I don't eat them, I'm an asshole.
No, you don't eat
them. So I have to eat them.
There's no rules.
But they're mad, but they're good.
Yeah.
So yeah, it I don't it, somewhere between holds up and doesn't. I don't know.
Nick,
I'll just say no. Because I mean, it's like I was fine watching it, and I wasn't mad watching it. But then it didn't blow my balls off, it's like doesn't go either way. If I didn't see it ever again, I'll still remember this means something and, you know, stuff like that. So I'm going to say no. And I would never show this to anybody ever. I would play Weird Al's music.
No, that's only, different. That's amazing.
But only if they knew the
song.
You
wouldn't show this to Baby Nick?
He was watching some of it with me. But he watched some of the other movie with me, and he was just like, I could tell he was like, what's happening? Because I watched that other movie all throughout it. I mean, it's in Spanish. Yeah.
Did he laugh at Stanley's character?
No, he would just look at it, and like, usually when I watch anything, he'll stop and say, like, are they okay? Or did like, what's happening? But for this movie... Nothing.
He didn't laugh when Gandhi said, "Your move, scumbag."
No, I don't even see that part.
That buff suit is awesome.
Oh, for when he's
Rambo.
No, in that time period, I swear, like so many comedians and shows were had like muscle suits like that.
Did they?
Why was that a thing?
I don't know.
Like, really? Gallagher was doing that. What? Go smash some fruit. Yeah, Gallagher, not Black Gallagher, the real Gallagher.
Wait, he had a muscle suit?
No, yeah, he did. There was one show he did because he had a bunch of shitty shows.
Yeah.
Gallagher sucks, right?
Yes.
I don't remember his stand-up. I really only watched it because he was going to smash
that
watermelon.
That was initially just one bit that became his career, and he's super bitter.
I was banging some broad.
And him.
That's how he was talking on... He showed up on a podcast
Mark
that
Maron.
I listened to. Yeah, oh, it was on Bob... Yeah, there we go.
Well, didn't Mark Maron, like, had to talk him off the ledge, like, to just calm down?
Well, at first, yeah, and then, like, he straight up walked out of the interview. Anyone would be glad to open up at a state fair. That's what are you talking
Not
about?
Not if you're,
that's
like, Hoobastank likes that. Because they've done that.
Of course they have.
So as
that's the reason, bro.
Yeah, and the reason is you.
Thank you.
That song's about stealing diamonds. Well, that's the video.
About it. I will. Part of me will always. Part of me will always like. I love this movie. I didn't react to it the way I thought I would watching it this time. I will always love it because of nostalgic reasons and because to me. Weird Al can do no wrong, but it doesn't hold up. That's how I feel about it.
But it still made you laugh. Right?
And you don't hate it.
I don't hate it, yeah, but no, it's like yeah. It's one of those things where it's like I don't see myself being able to, like, you can't introduce it to someone who's never seen it.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
No, this is like, even though you guys say like the Phantom was a piece of shit, like, I feel the same way about the Phantom as I do this, where I'm like, well, I can't, like, completely hate it. Like, I mean, I just, I can't. No, but I have seen things while doing this podcast where, as a kid, I'm like, this movie just fucking sucks.
But this is, like, this is also a really, it's weird, but, like, Stanley's character, yes, he's special needs, but it's, like, he's also kind of, a, like, a good representation of someone like that.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which is kind of crazy that a movie from the 80s, here's an actual, look, a positive, like, representation
and
of someone.
It, and it's good because it's like, it never acknowledges that he's different, even yeah. though he clearly is. No one treats him any differently, really. Yeah. Weird Al, his character just sees him as, like, kind of another friend. And
yeah.
It's like, he wanted him to always host. He's like, but I can still clean, right? He's like, well, sure.
The janitor.
Sure.
He had jaundice of the liver.
Squeeze it out. Squeeze. I can't do his voice. Yeah. He needs a big teeth.
It's my mom. But
he was. I don't know who that person was.
Yeah.
He just didn't even look like a train tracks.
Scary. He looks like, he almost looks like a dinosaur. Like, which he was guy? A dinosaur. Michael Richards.
Oh. Michael Richards, also on an episode of Cheers. Yep. He was going to...
Star of Problem Child?
He said that he wa- that if...
That wasn't that long after this movie.
No.
He said if Sam didn't marry the certain actress within a certain time, he'd win the bar. Sam thought it was just a joke. And then came the time, which was like 2 years later or whatever. And so then Sam had to find a woman with that same exact name, and they checked through all the phone books.
Sam Malone's awesome.
This is when sitcom things like this are fashionable, and you could do that kind of thing.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's funny.
Also, Norm is like secretly a savant with home decoration, and he that's how he makes all his money.
Whose funeral was it when they were there, and then he did the joke with the lunch meat?
That hasn't happened. Doesn't happen yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
No, and then Ted Danson does it later, and they're like, we already did that. It's not. It's like, yeah, we already
did that. All right. But yeah, it's special to me for nostalgic reasons, and things about it still make me laugh. I don't know if I would laugh at them if I were seeing it for the first time, but if it's something that, because I loved it.
How old was he in this, Weird Al?
12.
He was like 18.
It's strange looking at him.
But yeah, it doesn't hold up. I can't say it holds up because I can't recommend it to people.
No.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
You either love it or you don't. Like, but it would take a specific time. Like, maybe, like, I can't, because I can't broadly
weirdos
recommend it to anyone. But it's like, bless you. But it's like, bless you.
Bless you.
Stop being greedy. give to the needy, partner. Whatever DMX
let's
says.
Keep it real, partner. Give to the needy. And then Arf and various
for a
N-words
very brief
throughout.
Amount of time, my outgoing voicemail was that, but I forget what my words were.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, I did that too. Anyways, yeah, Aaron, anything to recommend? Where can we find you?
You can find me at Obscure Aaron across social media: Tumblr, Twitter, Instagram. Recommendations: Captain Marvel, pretty great.
It was just a good movie.
Yeah,
we might get more into that in a few minutes.
Yeah, that was a solid, solid flick. So I'd say if you haven't seen Captain Marvel, go see it. Contribute to its box office, which is already quite large.
Corpulent, very corpulent.
And which is why I will not be wearing ICP makeup.
So, oh yeah, we talked about the bed a week ago, so a couple weeks
ago. So my brother James will have to be wearing ICP makeup in a bar. And sing some songs during karaoke.
He's heading down the Southern Trail.
It's gonna be great.
Great.
Roll of a lifetime. Nick.
I want to recommend. Though I watched Winter Soldier today.
That's just a good movie,
and it still holds up. No, and Thor 1 was on, and still good. Like all these, it's because Marvel just makes normal.
Watching Thor 1's weird, though, because of his... Because
he has blonde eyebrows?
Yeah.
And it's like, just his hair's not long enough.
And his beard is also blonde. Like, everything's like, they made it really
like,
blonde.
And Loki has short hair.
Yeah.
It just looks different.
Yeah.
No, but like, I wish Ken the Brown made the other one. Because I loved how his looks.
You're a spy little boy.
Spy little boy!
and then he turned into dust. Like,
he gone.
He just vanished.
He gone. Yeah, I know. He's like, okay.
Brian the Hopkins.
He should have said that. If he was there really going for comedy and throw Ragnarok, he should have been like, bye, Anthony Hopkins. But that movie's still amazing to me. I love that movie.
When he's in the rain pulling the hammer and he's flexing.
He's all swole. No, I'm, well, Winter Soldier is still amazing. But that's also a great, good movie, too.
That's where you first see Hawkeye.
Yeah.
It's Thor. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you can find me playing Travis.
With his old face. Stuff. Jeremy Renner got old man face.
As like, far as recommendations, a band that I really like just came out with a new album, although when you're hearing this, it's been a few weeks. Zebrahead put out an album called Brain Invaders. It's pretty good. It's pretty, pretty good. I recommend that for sure.
But right, shouldn't Hawkeye be, like, handsome? Like, because he's in the like, he's known to be, like, a womanizer.
Yes, but...
But some people definitely do find Jeremy Renner handsome.
But, like, I mean, out of all the men that are in these movies, he is, like, at the bottom. Like, if you ranked all the fucking leads in all the movies...
But then let's also look at who, what male lead in these franchises has a huge female following. That's Loki.
No, but he's better looking than Jeremy Renner. In as Loki. When he's, like, in real life, he looks like a fucking Urkel.
Not in Kong, bro.
He looks exactly like Urkel.
In Skull, in Skull Island.
No, even in
he's
that
a strapping dude.
No, he's not.
Like Captain Marvel. She's in that.
Yeah. Loki and Captain Marvel.
She looks different in every fucking movie she's in.
Okay. Loki, Captain Marvel, Nick Fury, and John Goodman.
Oh, John C. Reilly's in that movie also.
Yeah.
Ronan Day. Wait. Not Ronan Day. What's his name?
I forgot his name.
God damn it.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a dick. Is that what he said?
When he was. I'm a dick, but I'm not 100% a dick or something like that. He's like, well, I don't believe anyone's 100% a dick.
Steve Brule.
Good. We call him Turkey. See, I appreciate Steve Brule. I'm hot, hot, hot. Every time I eat something hot, I do that.
Brule's rules.
Johnny Ryle.
Yeah, Johnny Riles.
But yeah, so yeah, and then there was a comic I was going to say, but I can't think of it right now, so it's...
Pitt. Yeah. Doomsday Clock?
Pitt.
Doomsday Clock is still great, but look at years
he's
from
fine
now,
with his wiener hanging out?
It, you know what? Right now, this is what? This is episode 240, right? Yeah. 241? And on episode 341, I'll be saying how good the finale was.
Yeah.
No, his dick's out. But he's killed everybody, right?
It was great, though, because it's like you had like the Thunder Kids like pointing out that he's got
his dick out.
And one of them is told to cover their eyes.
And then Guy Gardner is actually cursing at him. Guy Gardner cussing felt so nice.
He called him a piece of shit, basically. Yeah.
But Superman's the only one left?
Because they were all on the...
But no one can beat him.
We'll see what happens.
He can't see about a week ahead of himself. And it all started... He doesn't know if the world ends or he ends.
It all started because he moved Alan Scott's lantern.
I know, 6 inches or something.
Mm-hmm. Just out of reach.
With his penis. His penis is bigger than 6 inches, though.
But that book's great. Yeah. I just wish it would come out when it's supposed to.
Why does he even have a penis, though? He doesn't even need one.
But that's the thing. Like,
he's above humanity.
Why would he even remove it? It's like, if he doesn't care about it, who cares? It's like, it's just...
Yeah, I guess.
It's flat. Like, if he cared about it, he would make it a big and honking. But And always erect, but he didn't do that.
Well, that would be weird. Imagine like going through life with just a boner all the time. It'd be terrible.
No,
That would be a mean ass thing to do to somebody.
That reminded me of there's a video of this.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing I'll say. AP Bio's back on TV. It's hilarious. I enjoy that. Go watch that show.
There's a video of this weirdo dude who's like obsessed with like K-pop girls, and it's not on YouTube. It's on this guy's private Facebook. He's known as a weirdo in the K-pop community. He has a video on his Facebook of him, like, just filming a picture of a K-pop girl, and he's singing to himself, "I'm just a loner in the Kona with a boner." And he keeps singing it, and it's creepy. And he always posts messages, "Hi, FBI."
Now for a few more minutes, as we close out the show, we're probably just going to talk a little bit more about Captain Marvel, because we've all seen it. It's been out for a few weeks, but I understand that some of you may not have seen the movie yet. We're not going to talk about anything else after this. It's going to be the end of the episode. So if you haven't seen it yet and you don't want to risk spoilers, go ahead and just, this is the end. We'll say goodbye now. Goodbye. You have like 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. A cat takes his eye.
Yeah.
Jumping right into spoiler.
Yeah. That was fucking hilarious.
It's the semi callback to the whole like last time I trusted someone.
Which he said in Winter Soldier. And he tells the cat, he tells Goose the cat, he says, I trust you.
No. They just make good movies.
Yeah. Brie Larson was good.
Yeah, it's nothing.
The buddy cop aspect with Fury and Larson.
Yeah.
Veers.
Yeah, they don't do anything crazy or... I mean, you just find, like, little cool surprises.
Yeah, there's lots of callbacks and little
Easter eggs. Her power comes from the Space Stone.
Yeah.
Oh, it is the Space Stone.
Yeah, because it's the Tesseract.
I keep calling it the Cosmic Cube.
It is a Cosmic Cube. I know.
The Space Stone in a cube. It's cosmic in a cube.
But, like, because when I was talking to my girlfriend about it, I kept calling it the Cosmic Cube. She's like, what the hell is that? And I'm like...
That's its fucking name.
I can't look at it and not think Cosmic Cube.
It is. It's the Cosmic Cube.
Even the comics, don't they call it the Tesseract now?
Some of them do.
Yeah.
Some don't.
I know.
But they acknowledge the fact that it's the Cosmic Cube in the comics.
Why can't they call that in the movies? It doesn't sound bad.
You know what happens more?
Tesseract sounds cooler.
It's because they already introduced it with that name. That's why.
Yeah.
In the movies. But also, it's like, it feels to me like when it is referenced in the comics, it was usually more in the Bendis stuff. And it was while Bendis was still on the committee.
Yeah. You know, part of me watching the movie, actually, I got scared. Because Skrulls were in it, I was like, there better not be a fucking Skrull in the end, like, that turns into somebody that I care about.
Oh.
I started worrying until you realize, oh, they're, like, good.
The Skrulls are the
obviously,
good.
Okay. They can still do it.
No, that's the big spoiler, too, really.
And so this is what I liked about the movie, and, like...
The kid?
So, when the Skrulls were first introduced in the comics, it was the 60s, Cold War era... Everyone was afraid of commies. Everyone's like, you know, who
they could infiltrate.
Like, they could be anyone. Anyone could be a commie. And so Skrulls were kind of a stand-in for that. As time has gone on, that metaphor doesn't work as well. And it points...
Outstanding.
It points... Porn.
Porns. That's porn. Pornography pointing at something.
It... The notch.
the notch.
The notch. It points more to... that these would be these would be more relatable to refugees and to immigrants.
Yeah.
And so you can't really make that kind of character, like, the whole idea of, like, well, they could be anyone, if that's immigrants, making them, like, evil would be bad. And also, their origin has always been the Kree, who are fascists, turned this peace-loving race into a warrior race. Yeah. And so it kept that, but it was like, okay, we're not going to make them bad.
Yeah.
Which I like. And also, it seems like the comics are kind of going that way, too, now, because there's that series that they just started. It's about a family of Skrulls.
But then they're not always... And Kevin Feige even said, he was like, just like the Kree, he's like, there's good and bad ones.
Yeah.
But then they also were saying that with his daughter, could be that one from the Secret Invasion. Like, she grows up to be her. Yeah. So it's
he loves you.
Wait, what? Wait, what?
But it was nice that the first introduction of the Skrulls is like, okay, they were an oppressed, like...
Jennifer Garner's going to die. She's going to be a Skrull. Because she was Elektra.
So I like that. I like that they did that swerve. That,
well, also because Talos is amazing.
Yeah.
So amazing.
In the comics, like, he's the Skrull who can't...
You want to turn... Can you turn into a filing cabinet? Why would I do that? I like that he even says, you know, we can all do it, but it takes training, maybe a bit of talent.
Which is funny. Well, because it's funny because his character in the comics can't transform. Like, that was his whole beef is that, like, he was the Skrull who wasn't able to transform into one.
And then Jude Law being all sexy and shit. Being all thick.
Is he big? Like,
he's buff.
Okay, because you keep saying thick and I keep thinking you mean like he's... Pudgy now.
No, he's like,
I'm like, he's, no, he's Jude Law.
He's no, but he's because like
even,
bigger.
Even when I, because I haven't watched Crimes of Grindelwald yet, but like when no, but I see him skinny. In the suit, no, but he's still big in
no,
the,
he's
big
thin,
in the suit.
But in this,
as
he's
Dumbledore.
Like
no,
big.
He's still thick. He's broad.
Yeah, playing Yon Rogg.
Wait, 10 out of 10 would
when Yon is Rogg.
no one refers to him by name until till the heel turn happens.
Yeah. So you don't know that Mar-Vell is actually But see, as soon as they said Lawson, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Because I knew about the whole... Because he's Dr. Walter Lawson in the comics. Oh. In the original run. Yeah. Those early issues.
Project Pegasus, bro.
See, I don't know enough about the background of Captain Marvel.
Yeah, because like the Gene Colan series.
I just know he got cancer. He dead.
Yeah, well, because
he was replaced twice.
There was a lot of callbacks to the Gene Colan
when
series.
When I had a
like,
George Clooney haircut.
But then, and then also you got...
That was Janice Vell.
Brie Larson.
Janice Vell. It's just Janice Vell.
And Phyla.
Jenny was his with a, his nickname. They called him Jenny. G-E-N-N-Y.
Nah. I don't like that.
And then, but it's like Samuel Jackson telling her, you watch me play with tape, and you could have just done that the whole time when when she opens the one door with the phasers, photon blast.
I just enjoyed it. It was just a good movie.
It was a good time.
It was. And it
Talos is a delight.
Never going to watch... No, the other day...
What was that
Suicide
noise?
Squad. I don't know.
My shoe.
Your penis cracked.
Maybe you... I thought maybe someone else made a weird sounding fart.
I was watching Suicide Squad was on. I've never actually watched it. Oh my goodness gracious.
It's great that James Gunn is just saying, nah, gives a shit about any of that.
But he's not.
No. It's not a continuation.
No, I know it's not, but if you're still having people from that fucking movie, it's like
it's not a continuation.
They should just let him do something else.
He chose to do this, by the way.
Yeah, they didn't ask him to do Suicide Squad. And his like main roster is like going to be like King Shark and
Polka Dot Man.
Yeah, Polka Dot Man. But Idris Elba might be Deadshot.
And probably done right.
Deadshot is like a white dude.
Yeah, that's fair.
Deadshot.
But yeah, James Gunn.
I don't know. It's just watching that movie. Well, that movie's bad. It's just mind-blowingly shitty.
Yeah, and a few other cast members said like, yeah, they're not returning at all. So
it was just
and there's
shitty.
Not going to be any. What's his name as Joker's not going to be in it either.
Well,
because
he gone.
Well,
he's
Morbius. Also, James Gunn has pointed out.
Oh, he hates
times,
him.
They don't like each other.
Yeah, he hates.
Well,
him.
Well, James Gunn definitely doesn't because James Gunn knows that. Why can't I think of the actor's name?
Jared Leto.
Jared Leto allegedly has used being a rock star to hook up with underaged women.
Oh.
Allegedly. And James Gunn has pointed out and has also said that he knows people who have said he's done that stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Allegedly. And so that's why there's no way that he would be in that movie.
God, what a shitty Joker he played. It's crazy that the guy in the Gotham show is a better Joker. He's not, and his name's Jerome. Playing a better Joker than he does. Mind blowing. Like, I just, watching that movie is just all kinds of embarrassing in all different ways.
It's awful. Ugh. It's really, really
God.
Bad. The villain, she dances.
With a bad guy. Well, she's just also not a good actress in general.
Oh, no, Clara Devlin.
Delevingne. I don't want to watch DC movies anymore.
Shazam is getting really good.
You know who the only good actor is in Suicide Squad?
Will Smith.
Well, no, like actually, that I don't hate his character either. Boomerang? Where I feel like is Captain Boomerang.
Yeah, because he's kind of playing him how you think
he's the right. He's the only thing that feels the.
But it's like watching that, and I'm like the fucking Batman's in it, Ben Affleck's in it, and then fucking Flash is in it. I'm watching this. I'm like, this is all pointless. Yeah. All this bullshit is pointless. Ezra Miller's still saying, yeah, they're writing the script. Are they?
Well, Shazam is getting really good word of mouth.
I'm gonna see that. That looks fun.
Watch him wearing his fucking.
I'm gonna see
Party
their other
City
superhero.
He's the big
costume.
Red cheese, so it's okay if he's cheesy. No, it is though.
No, I don't. He doesn't need a. He just needs a better fitting costume.
He needs a cloth costume. He needs like an actual like a sort of a military garb kind of thing.
It just looks like weird,
buttoned up, like how Alex Ross draws it. That's a doable costume.
No, they could have done that.
Yeah. Well, it's fine. Whatever. They're flossing in that movie.
Of course.
Hey, kids love Fortnite.
Because he's a kid.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I thought flossing is when I like get a towel thrown
between
my legs.
You don't laugh at all. When he picks up the giant toy and it says, I'm Batman, he says, get him, Batman, and throws it at a bad guy. That's funny.
I don't know.
It's going to be fun.
It
looks like a fun movie.
I'm just totally turned off by DC movies.
I get that. But we can all get behind that Captain Marvel is good.
Yes, it is very good.
It's worth seeing.
Supreme Intelligence wasn't a big floating thing, and I kind of...
It will be.
Will they?
I bet you in the next movie.
I hope they show that. Like a
because
big
they're going to show her go there. Yeah. Well, if they do.
A big giant floaty head.
In a fucking case and looks like...
Because in the comics, the Supreme Intelligence is an artificial intelligence,
it's the Kree Collective. It's like, it's all of their
But
minds.
In this, they actually flat out say it's artificial intelligence.
Yeah, it's not...
No, but they say no one's actually seen the real thing.
Yeah. In the comics, it's the collective in the entirety of the Kree. So it lives within each of their heads.
Yeah.
This, they just made an AI that also kind of lives in their heads.
Because Lee Pace is lucky. He just, like, goes on set for, like, a week, probably. Just fills some scenes and just walks out.
We'll be back for the woman.
See you guys later.
Well, I wonder if he'll come back and then in Endgame.
Even though he's dead. I hope just everyone comes back.
Just bring
back. Just a big fucking war with everybody.
Just
get that guy to be, you know what? Because we need Red Skull to be around more. So get that guy to come back and just do it. Like the guy who did him in Infinity War.
Man, he does his voice so
perfect. It's perfect.
But have you heard that guy do impressions?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's Ross Marquardt? Yeah, he's awesome.
But, man. Yeah.
He does Johnny Ryles, too.
He does, like, because there's that, he does that, one of those GQ things where it's just like 6 minute or 6 second impressions where he's just answering one thing and then it goes to the next and it's awesome. But yeah, he does a great John C. Reilly.
The soundtrack of this movie was great.
No Sugar Ray.
I was upset that there was no Walking on the Sun by Smash Mouth or Fly by Sugar Ray.
So like at the end it would, I'm just a girl that now I'll never not think of that scene when I think of, when I hear that song.
Yeah, no, that was a great fight.
No,
scene.
No doubt.
Cool scene. Yeah, no doubt, bro. No doubt.
Then you had Nirvana. You had Hole.
Of course, they used that song at the end.
Yeah, man.
But it could only play at the end,
which is the only song of theirs that I feel like is okay.
There was a dude in the theater who was laughing at moments that, but he wasn't normal laughing. It was during like.
Was it the same guy who was at our theater when we saw it, when she gives him the pager and says for emergencies? Like 5 seconds after that, he was like, "Ha ha ha ha!"
Yeah, one guy like, and it was dead quiet.
And it was a big boisterous laugh.
There was so when she says, "I'm my name's Carol," all of a sudden it was quiet, and then you just hear, and this guy
Pee-wee was in your theater.
This guy did this laugh like 4 times, like, but at moments.
So like her big empowering moment where it's like, you mean after it shows her standing up all those times?
He didn't laugh at
and
that.
And then she says, "My name is Carol."
Like this was just during random moments. It was always just her. And it kept like how I told my girlfriend, I was like, it sounds like someone like put their finger in his butt and he was just like,
Maybe someone's goosing him during the movie.